FM, W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sieverson. Federal judge temporarily blocks the Trump administration from ordering Harvard University not to admit any foreign students. Ryan Enos, Harvard professor.
This seems like an example of the Trump administration acting in a clearly authoritarian manner. They're trying to punish a institution in the United States for not bending to its political will, and doing it by attacking international students.
Homeland Security Secretary Noem says Harvard has fostered anti-Semitism. Not long after President Trump threatened a 50% tax on all imports from the European Union and a 25% tariff on Apple products, unless iPhones are made in America, Wall Street indexes went down. Billy Joel on Instagram says he's canceled all concerts and undergoing physical therapy following a diagnosis of a brain disorder in which excess fluid collects in the brain. Can affect hearing, vision, balance. Experts say early treatment can bring full recovery. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Democratic state lawmakers introduced new legislation on Thursday to continue supporting the Child Care Counts program. Governor Tony Evers had requested a $480 million investment in child care programs across the state in his biennial budget proposal, a measure that was later removed by Republican lawmakers. The newly proposed legislation calls for that $480 million separately from the budget proposal. The program was originally funded by the American Rescue Plan Act and is set to expire in June. Days after announcing her candidacy in the 2026 Wisconsin Supreme Court election, Judge Chris Taylor has received the endorsement of three current justices and Justice-elect Susan Crawford. Justices Rebecca Dallet, Jill Karofsky, and Janet Protasiewicz all expressed their support for Judge Taylor, highlighting her experience and commitment to ensuring everyone in the state gets a fair hearing under the law. Judge Taylor currently serves on the Court of Appeals and will challenge incumbent Justice Rebecca Bradley for the state Supreme Court seat. A Sawyer County man accused of pointing a handgun at a law enforcement officer during a Rusk County incident has been convicted on multiple charges. 57-year-old Todd Meinke of Winter was arrested following a standoff during the December 3rd incident. Law enforcement authorities were responding for a welfare check after receiving a report that he was intoxicated and not allowing a woman who felt unsafe to leave the premises. Meinke was charged with recklessly endangering safety and intentionally pointing a firearm at law enforcement following his arrest. A number of Ashland businesses are teaming up for a PB&J drive as county officials see a growing number of food insecure households. A local nonprofit, the Brick Ministries, says they've seen a 15% increase in the number of people taking advantage of their food pantry in the last year. At the same time, federal funding for food assistance programs is in danger. Any local residents or businesses interested in participating in the PB&J drive can drop off their donations at Holden Insurance Agency or Ashland Ford Chrysler until June 1st. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
A big night for Yelly. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers managed to get a win despite a long rain delay. They beat the Pittsburgh Pirates 8-5. Christian Yelich, who was just 2-for-34 in his last at-bats, hit two home runs with four runs batted in to break out of his slump.
Yeah, I mean, it feels good. Pretty tough start to the year and been grinding, and but it's part of the game, you know. And, you know, these guys have been trying to pick me up all year with finding ways to score runs, and nice to see some stuff pay off.
NFL, after a week of team workouts, it's the Packers' annual softball game tonight, started by Brett Favre, then hosted by Donald Driver, and now Jordan Love.
We're excited. My second year, kind of helping run the show. I know last year Donald was a big part of it, and he kind of passed the torch, which was pretty cool. So it's going to be 25th anniversary is pretty special. Obviously, the game's been going on for a long time, so to be able to, you know, take the torch and kind of just carry it and keep it going.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Tons of sunshine on tap as we head into the long weekend. High temperatures today scrape the low 60s. We make it to the mid-60s tomorrow, and then we soar to the upper 60s for Sunday and Monday. Chances of rain look to hold off until Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Todd Alba will be here to break down all the news of the weekend. Kathy Giorgio, whose book has been banned in Waukesha, will join us. Don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwab.
Head online to get tips on great ways to get moving every day.
At letsmove.gov. A message from the Ad Council and HHS.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program, The Great American Betrayal, How We Lost Our Moral Compass, is the title of my daily takeover at HartmanReport.com today. And it's about how government is really, when you think about it, is really a moral force, right? We want government to do what is right, not what is wrong. And that, you know, that's the essence of morality, right? And government as a moral force, even when it's a highly immoral government, is still taking a moral position. It's one you may not agree with. We may think it's terrible. But, you know, Russia, for example, saying that, no, you will go to jail if you talk about, you know, the Ukraine war and call it a war. You and I might consider that immoral. Putin considers it perfectly moral. So, you know, morality is a matter of definitions. But nonetheless, government is a moral force grounded in moral views of the world. And each of these different types of government, you know, whether it's, you know, Russia, the Saudi oppression of women, Russian violence against the queer community, the Iranian brutal suppression of the democracy movement, we would consider those things immoral. They all consider them moral. But nonetheless, it's all about morality. And America, you know, we've had some dark episodes in our history. We've not always, in fact, we've only rarely lived up to our stated basic set of moral principles. You know, that all people are born equal under the law, that power should flow up from the people rather than down from the leaders, that a free press, free speech, and freedom from religion are essential to liberty, and that defending the basic rights of all people to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is the core function of government. You know, we've had a consensus on these things until now. And now Republicans in the House of Representatives have inserted into their big, beautiful, must-pass trillion-dollar tax break for billionaires legislation a provision that would let the president designate any nonprofit, from Harvard to ACLU to your local Democratic Party, a, quote, terrorist-supporting organization. And that, you know, causes them to lose their tax-exempt status, effectively putting them out of business. And who gets to decide that designation? The president. And he gets to do it in secret. This is exactly how both Putin and Orban first destroyed dissent and free speech in Russia and Hungary. Trump has been pushing this for a decade, you know, from his trying to designate Antifa as a terrorist organization to his attacks on universities to his use of Stalin's phrase enemy of the people to describe the press. We have seen in America, if you look at the arc of the entire almost 250-year history of this country, we have seen major reformations. The biggest ones have occurred about every 80 years. Obviously, the first one we broke from England. The second one after the Civil War, we had Reconstruction and the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments that, you know, gave humanity and citizenship to non-white people, or recognized, embraced the humanity of non-white people. That was the first one after the Civil War. The second was during the Republican Great Depression, when FDR rebooted our republic and became, you know, basically our government became the supporter of last resort for the working class, which produced the world's first more than half of us middle class. We're down below half right now because of Reaganomics, but we were there for a while. Almost two-thirds of us were in the middle class when Reagan was sworn into office. And now Trump and Musk and their cabal of right-wing billionaires are trying to dissolve virtually all of this, replacing our democracy with this illiberal democracy like we see in Russia and Hungary, where there are still elections, but their outcome is predetermined. There are still protections for the press and free speech, but only when that speech doesn't challenge those in power. And only the wealthy can truly buy safety and security. You know, after the Saudi, Emirati, and Qatari governments each gave the Trump family massive gifts in the form of billion-dollar development and Trump hotel and golf course licensing deals, Trump made a speech in which he abandoned our 250-year history of advocating democracy around the world. You know, this is not something new. We've often failed in our mission in the past, but these, you know, for example, Reagan was, you know, supporting the death squads in Central America. That still haunts our southern border. Eisenhower's embrace of the Shah still rattles the Middle East. Nixon's tolerance of Chinese brutality led us, in the name of capitalism, to help that nation's communist leaders create the most powerful and really medieval surveillance state in the history of the world. But these exceptions, where we essentially supported these anti-democratic nations, these exceptions actually prove the rule. When we abandon our own stated principles, you know, like supporting the Shah, it backfires on us. It blows up in our face. The results are almost uniformly bad for us, for them, and for democracy around the world. And it becomes even more destructive when this administration rejects American values as it embraces bribes from foreign dictators, as it harasses journalists, as it imprisons op-ed writers, and as it threatens judges. Harry Truman was pretty explicit about this back in 1952. He said, "I stand for honest government. To me, morality in government means more than a mere absence of wrongdoing. It means a government that is fair to all. I think it's just as immoral for Congress to enact special tax favors into law as it is for tax officials to connive at a crooked tax return. It is just as immoral to use the lawmaking power of government to enrich the few at the expense of the many as it is to steal money from the public treasury." That is stealing money from the public treasury. And then Harry Truman, when he was president, this is 1952, he says, "Legislation that favored the greed of monopoly and the trickery of Wall Street was a form of corruption that did our country four times as much harm as Teapot Dome ever did. Private, selfish interests are always trying to corrupt the government in this way. Powerful financial groups are always trying to get favors for themselves." End of quote. And here we are. And Donald Trump, of course, does not share Harry Truman's worldview. I mean, Fred Trump raised Donald. Fred, you know, built a real estate empire through racism, fraud, and deceit. And he raised Donald to view every transaction as necessarily win-lose. Every rule or regulation is something to get around. And every government official is somebody to be influenced with either threats or money. I mean, Robert Reich laid this out in his brilliant Substack, robertreich.substack.com. Yesterday, he said, "But starting with Reagan, America went off the rails. Deregulation, privatization, free trade, wild gambling by Wall Street, union busting, record levels of inequality, near stagnant wages for most, staggering wealth for the few, big money taking over our politics, stock buybacks, and the well-being of investors became more important than good jobs with good wages, and corporate profits became more important than the common good." End of quote. Greed is a type of moral stance. There's a moral argument that is made frequently for greed. David Koch made that when he ran for vice president in 1980. Ayn Rand made it throughout her life. Greed, however, is inconsistent with the history of humanity itself. I mean, I lay this out in The Hidden History of American Democracy. Margaret Mead pointing out that a healed leg bone in a 100,000-year-old skeleton shows that ancient humans took care of their own, right? That we have always been compassionate, essentially. Native American tribes dealt with people who stole or hoarded, even without the use of police or prisons. So the triumph of greed has historically been the exception rather than the rule. And when Trump said, I've been greedy my whole life, it was one of the few honest bits of self-appraisal he's ever tendered. And it should have warned all of us. Greed and hunger for power are ultimately anathema to our traditional American values. And it's high time we started to say so and teach our children the difference between a moral nation that protects its weakest citizens while promoting around democracy around the world versus an illiberal democracy like Russia, Hungary, and the vision of today's Republican Party. We've been better than this in the past, and it's high time we return to these moral positions that truly made America great. 15 minutes past the hour. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Taking back the mainstream media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. We'll be right back.
Can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. We are in a rare moment right now in Wisconsin politics. Why, you ask? Well, it's because we are not actively in the middle of a campaign cycle. It's been more than 6 weeks now since any of us have seen a campaign ad. It's been pretty nice, hasn't it? The moment we're in is as close as we're going to get to a political off-season here in Wisconsin. And we need to take advantage of this moment by taking action to improve our democracy. That means taking steps to address money in politics, cleaning up some issues with election administration, and creating a long-term plan for nonpartisan redistricting. In some cases, we can't make these kinds of changes in the middle of a campaign, so we need to be thinking about what we can do now. There's a lot both parties can agree on here, too. So let's make some moves this offseason, Wisconsin. Seize this moment to make a better, stronger, more inclusive democracy.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Yo, I'm your old basketball. Haven't seen you out on the courts in a while. Why not pass me over to Goodwill? Donating me helps Goodwill's mission to provide career training and support services right here in the community. And that's a slam dunk. Donate today. Hey, I got next.
To find your nearest Goodwill locations and to learn more about our mission, please visit goodwill.org. Goodwill, where your things start new lives.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, health care, and child care. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Evers' budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt Nair on air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. If you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. When's the last time you checked your home title? That's the legal proof you own your house. And if you're like me, the answer is probably never. The problem is, in today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee to your county, and boom, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property. You won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. That's why you need to stop what you're doing and find out today if you're already a victim. Use the promo code TOM14, THOM14 at HometitleLock.com to make sure your title is still in your name. You'll also get a free title history report plus a free 14-day trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud should happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. So go to HometitleLock.com now and use that promo code TOM14, THOM14. That's HometitleLock.com, promo code TOM14.
A dream declared in freedom's name, a torch we passed, a sacred flame. But greed crept in on velvet paws, rewriting rights with rigged new laws. From gilded towers and whispered deals, they sold the heart, they broke the seal. Oh, say, can you see what we've become when justice bends and truth comes undone? The stars are dimmed, the stripes are frayed. In silence now our values fade. This is how the truth gets lost, when freedom comes with such a cost. We watched it drift like ash and dust. This is how America lost its moral compass. Called dissent a threat, a crime, tore pages from the book of time. The ACLU, your church, your school, now marked as enemies by rule. They raised the tyrant's flag instead and cheered while sacred voices bled. The press, the vote, the people's will, all held hostage, silent still. Moral compass. But somewhere deep in battered soil.
23 minutes past the hour. So, former Republican staffer Mike Davis has made headlines for social media comments in the past. He was supposed to be on Trump's shortlist for attorney general. He's, you know, hardcore MAGA. And he has a plan to get back at Supreme Court justices for not ruling pro-MAGA. He's suggested that, first of all, the backstory, the Chevy Chase Country Club is surrounded by housing, and which includes where John Roberts lives and where Brett Kavanaugh lives, according to press reports. I've never been there, but. And so he said the president should house these terrorists near the Chevy Chase Country Club with daytime release. Right. And the Washington Post, you know, points out this is where John Roberts lives. Trump reposted that comment, which led John Favreau, who is a former Obama speechwriter, to post in response. The president reposts a suggestion from an advisor that he released terrorists near the homes of Supreme Court justices who've merely ruled that the government can't send people to a foreign gulag without due process. And then Davis replies to him and says, yes, then let's see how much due process you liberals want as we put terrorists near your houses. I mean, how can you not call these people fascists? Meanwhile, the Supreme Court has again confirmed, and Judge Paula Zinnes is just having fits around this, that Trump is supposed to bring Kilmar Obrego Garcia home. And you got Kristi Noem, you know, saying, oh, no, never going to happen. You know, he's, and if he does come back, he's not going to stay here. We're going to bounce him right out. This is wild stuff. Judge Zinnes has granted an expedited discovery. But here's the key to the whole thing. The Trump administration is now saying that they're invoking what's called the state secret privilege to avoid discussing this or sharing information with the public. This is affecting our diplomacy with a foreign state, presumably with, you know, the dictator of El Salvador, possibly with the dictator of Venezuela. I don't know, but they're just I think they're just making this up. And then the attorney for the Department of Justice, Jonathan Ginn, says that the Trump administration is complying with these court orders. But he also said Garcia will never walk free in the United States. And Judge Zinnes says he was unlawfully deported and, you know, you need to bring him back. And the lawyer says, nope, not going to do it. And then the judge asked the lawyer for Garcia, Andrew Rossman, if he had been successful in getting documents from the government so that he could defend his client. And he basically said no. He said of the 1,140 documents relating to the case, he only received 168 of them, and 132 of those were his own filings. The Supreme Court has ordered this return, and the Trump administration is completely ignoring not just the Supreme Court, but now Judge Zinnes' rulings. How long are they going to continue to be able to get away with this? Well, if the legislation that's built into this budget bill that allows the Trump administration basically to ignore court orders because they don't have to worry about being held in contempt of court passes, maybe forever. I mean, this is wild stuff.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And now Donald Trump is threatening ABC News again, along with Springsteen, Beyonce, and Oprah. He says he wants investigations into all of them. Not much surprises me anymore, and it seems like every day there's something new to worry or have some concern about. With so much out of our control, one thing you can regain control of is your family's financial future with life insurance through SelectQuote. Other life insurance brokers offer impersonal, one-size-fits-all policies that may cost you more and cover you less. While SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents work for you to tailor a life insurance policy for your individual needs in as little as 15 minutes. Head to SelectQuote.com and a licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. SelectQuote is one of America's leading insurance brokers with nearly 40 years of experience, helping over 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage since 1985. SelectQuote, they shop, you save. Get the right life insurance for you
for less at selectquote.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Go to selectquote.com/Tom today to get started. That's selectquote.com/Tom.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800.
The latest milk production report was slightly bearish overall. I'm Stephanie Hoff along with you midday on a Friday. You're listening to the Midwest Farm Report. Following the milk production report on Wednesday, fluid milk prices came off their highs by about 20 cents or so. Everegg broker and analyst Matt Tranel tells us what he saw from the production numbers.
Yeah, so production numbers were pretty well in line with expectations, maybe just a touch higher. April production was up 1.5% year over year. We saw some pretty positive growth in the Kansas, Texas, and South Dakota territories. We saw California was still down about 1.4%, but pre-report estimates were anywhere from 1.2% to 1.4% positive, so just slightly higher than that.
Matt Tranel joining us. He's a dairy broker and analyst with Everegg. That's EVER.AG online. After some initial downward action following the milk production report, fluid milk prices are trading higher leading into the three-day weekend. We'll take a look after the break.
Attention farmers and ranchers. The Can-Am Ag and Business Program wants to reward hardworking folks like you. Head to your local Can-Am dealer to find out how you can get extra coverage on top of the current offers on select Can-Am Defender and Outlander models. If you've had your eye on a new Can-Am ATV or side-by-side, now's the time to get yours. Visit your local Can-Am dealer today and add a true game changer to your roster. Conditions apply. See dealer for details.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
From Chicago, midday on a Friday, cash corn is trading down a nickel and a half at 457.5. December new crop corn down 4.25 at 449 a bushel. Cash soybeans are down 10.25 cents at 1057.25. November new crop beans are 7.75 cents lower at 1047.5. And July new crop wheat is 4.5 cents lower, trading at 540 a bushel. As I alluded to, Class 3 milk contracts are trading higher. The June contract up 14 cents at $19.97 a hundredweight. The July contract up 18 cents at $20.13 a hundredweight. That's a look at your commodity markets as we head into a three-day weekend. Markets will be closed for Memorial Day. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Tons of sunshine on tap as we head into the long weekend. High temperatures today scrape the low 60s. We make it to the mid-60s tomorrow, and then we soar to the upper 60s for Sunday and Monday. Chances of rain look to hold off until Tuesday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 55 degrees.
When we got our home appraised, we felt robbed. Compared to a similar home right around the corner, our appraisal was $80,000 less.
Latino and Black homeowners are about twice as likely as white homeowners to get low appraisals. If you believe your home has been unfairly appraised because of race or national origin, contact HUD at hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing. Everyone has a right to fair housing. A public service message from HUD in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
Afford to miss. So what are you waiting for?
Get over to TomHartmann.com today and sign up for your TomCast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartmann.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support. Share the Tom Hartmann program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartmann Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire three-hour podcast is available over at TomHartmann.com. You've taken gazillions of great photos, your kids, your pets, your desserts, and then what? What have you done with them? Free Prints is the app for iPhone and Android that lets you print your photos, you guessed it, for free. With Free Prints, you get 1,000 4x6 photos every year for free. All you pay is a small shipping charge. Want something larger? Well, it's easier to print other size photos for next to nothing. It's no cost to download the Free Prints app, and it's simple to use. Just select the photos you want to print, choose 4x6 or another size, and you're done. Your premium quality prints will arrive at your doorstep in just days. No subscriptions, no commitments, just free prints. With more than 1 million five-star reviews, see for yourself why Free Prints is one of the world's favorite apps. Go to freeprints.com or download the app directly from Google Play or the App Store. That's freeprints.com. Check it out. Go to freeprints.com or download the app directly from Google Play or the App Store. That's freeprints.com.
The GOP Taliban is making their move. Changing the rules, got something to prove. They don't want your voice, don't want your choice. Trying to take your vote, trying to drown your noise. They're slamming the doors, cutting the line, saying your name don't match, so you're left behind. They're scared of your power, afraid of the day when the women they silence won't fade away. They're writing new laws to keep you out.
35 minutes past the hour, so the Supreme Court just said to Donald Trump, yes, you can strip temporary protected status from 350,000 Venezuelans. All these Venezuelans in the United States thought they were safe. They had, you know, legal permission from the government to be here. For Trump, though, it's not just the bad hombres. He's not just looking for gang members. He's looking for anybody with brown skin or who speaks Spanish. Yeah. By the way, Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson dissented. There was an unsigned, this is, what's that called, the shadow docket, unsigned decision. Meanwhile, Donald Trump is issuing threats. He's bragging about how ABC paid him $15 million over the Stephanopoulos thing, where Stephanopoulos said he was convicted of rape and he was actually convicted of sexual assault. So he sued, and ABC was like, we'd rather pay him off than fight with him. Well, this is what happens when you pay off bullies. They come back for more. And Trump is now ranting about how, you know, he says everyone, including their lawyers, has been told that ABC must not say that Qatar is giving me a free Boeing 747 airplane, because they are not. Instead, this highly respected country is donating the plane to the United States Air Force Defense Department and not to me. So he wants to sue them. He's threatening to sue them. And of course, they are giving it to him. It's going to go to his library foundation. Now, I don't know why the media keeps saying it's going to his library after he leaves office, because it's not. It's going to his library foundation. Here's how this is going to work. Trump is going to use this plane as his personal plane, and he will allow wealthy people and big corporations to make donations to his library foundation to pay for the gas and the maintenance. I mean, it's that simple, right? I mean, maybe he'll surprise us all and do like Reagan did and just put the plane in a hangar, but I'm not betting on that. Trump also wants a major investigation into Bruce Springsteen. Seriously? Bruce Springsteen came out, you know, in London, and he doubled down on it, by the way, Saturday night. But last, I think it was Thursday night, he came out and he basically said, you know, we've got a fascist taking over America. And now Trump says, I'm going to call for a major investigation into this matter. It is not legal. And he's talking, he's also talking about Beyonce, Oprah Winfrey, and Bono. He says that when they attack him,
Those are illegal campaign contributions for the campaign of who? I don't know, whoever's going to run for president in 2028. He says these unpatriotic entertainers is just a corrupt and unlawful way to capitalize on a broken system. It's an illegal election scam at its highest level. It's an illegal campaign contribution. Bruce Springsteen, Oprah, Bono and others, many others have a lot of explaining to do. Why isn't anybody in the media asking about Donald Trump's mental health? I mean, isn't this like right on its face, prima facie evidence that he is deranged? And then he goes on this QAnon social media spree saying that he wants Obama pulled up in front of a military tribunal. I don't think Obama was ever even in the military, much less Trump, of course. But QAnon is accusing Obama of something. I don't know. So Trump comes out and he says, Biden was not elected in 2020 and Obama ran the country illegally for the last 4 years. Oh, I'm sorry. This is Alex Jones quoting Trump or citing Trump. Now you know why President Trump is talking about military tribunals, says Alex Jones. Trump also reposted three AI deranged. He reposted three AI generated artworks within minutes of each other. One depicting him as a fighter with a red cap, another a big muscular, you know, boxer guy, another wielding a sword. This is from the QAnon theories that Trump is battling an evil group of democratic pedophiles who are trying to control the world with the help of Jews and black people. Crazy stuff. Absolutely crazy stuff. And finally, the Trump administration is working on plans to permanently relocate up to 1 million Palestinians out of the Gaza Strip and into Libya. Yes, Libya. Libya, which is in the middle of a civil war, has been ever since we killed Gaddafi. I think it was 14 years ago. In fact, our State Department says don't travel to Libya because of, quote, crime, terrorism, unexploded landmines, civil unrest, kidnapping, and armed conflict. There's only 7 million people in Libya, so this would be the equivalent, sending a million Gazans there, Palestinians there, would be the equivalent of the U.S. taking in 46 million refugees. How do you think that would work out? And then why? Why do they want to displace, you know, a million Gazans? Well, there's only 2 million Gazans there to begin with. Trump wants to build, he says we should own and rebuild the Riviera of the Middle East. He says, you can't live in Gaza right now, and I think we need another location. I think it should be a location that's going to make people happy. He says, I don't think people should be going back to Gaza. Right. So let's figure out what hellhole, you know, which impoverished country in the world is most likely to take these people if we give them enough money. This is crazy stuff. All right, what's on your mind today? David in Potomac, Maryland. Hey, David, what's up?
Hey, Tom. I'm not very far, actually, from the Chevy Chase Country Club. It was nice finally meeting you a month ago. The reason I'm calling back so soon is because this is a very important week for activism. I just called all three of my Congress members, and I encourage everybody else to do the same. As Representative Conner mentioned, on the agenda is the restriction of Pell Grants and the resumption of payments on student debts.
Oh, it's not just on the agenda. It's already started.
Right. They're doing it this week. Also, eliminating subsidies for interest on the student loans, higher payments for low-income students in default, a 30-year maximum repayment period, no hardship protections for default.
Yeah, all that stuff is off the table now. They're coming after your paycheck. They're coming after your tax return. They're coming after your credit scores. You know, the banks want their money, and the Republicans are there to help them.
And no protection against fraudulent student loans either.
Yep.
Elimination of the Graduate Plus program. And actually, my sister knows several students who have had to drop out of graduate school because they lost their scholarships because Trump pulled them.
Oh, my.
Yeah, she is a professor at the University of Texas, San Antonio, and he illegally pulled several grants to that institution, including one for $7 million.
Mm-hmm.
Last month, she came to town, We celebrated my mother's birthday, which is really nice, but also she was set to have a symposium in town, in D.C., and they had to cancel it because of all these federal grants that had been yanked. My sister could not afford to fly her colleagues into town for the symposium.
Wow.
So she had to cancel the whole thing. But even when she was here, she was just on the phone all the time trying to mitigate the damage, try to continue to operate.
Yeah, the GOP has declared war on higher education. They do not want educated Americans. They do not want us to be the leader in the world in science and medicine and technology. They want to turn America into a third world hellhole. I'm not sure why. I'm not sure if it's because Putin told them to or because they think that that's how they can, you know, get their taxes down to the point where they basically never have to support our country anymore. But it's insane. David, thank you. Thanks for sharing your story. That's amazing. 44 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Helping you win the water cooler wars. I'll be right back with your calls.
Hey, it's me, your liver. You know, the organ that helps you recover every weekend after pizza, donuts, and all those drinks. When you have a headache, you take an aspirin. You have a stomach ache, you pop an acid. But where's the love for your best buddy, the liver? The least that you could do to help me stay healthy is take Active Liver from New Nordic. Active Liver tablets contain high-quality, all-natural ingredients like milk thistle, globe artichoke, and turmeric extracts, which are proven to keep me healthy and you feeling your best. Active Liver provides an easy daily detox and helps protect me all year long. So let me make you an offer you can't refuse. You take care of me with Active Liver, and I keep taking care of you. Capiche?
See for yourself why Active Liver is Scandinavia's number one liver health supplement. You can find Active Liver at CVS and online at Amazon or directly from NewNordicUSA.com. Again, find it in stores at CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Richard Trent, the executive director of Main Street Alliance.
This current tax code that they're trying to extend, 80%+ of the benefit goes to the top 1% of earners.
Yes.
I did not misspeak there. This is not a game. Trump will tell you firsthand that he grew up believing there are winners and there are losers. This is an administration actively trying to create a class of losers, and we have to fight back.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WLAKradio.com/contest-terms. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. So tell me the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now? Hey, well, if it's more than just Vibrant Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, Vibrience.com/Tom. Vibrience.com/Tom to save up to 37% off and get free shipping on this great skincare. Louise just loves this stuff. Vibrience, Vibrience.com/Tom, T-H-O-M.
Triumph, and the truth is what I'm told. Fox and friends were weeping. Rudy poured champagne. They lit a fire of cheeseburgers and danced in the acid rain. It's Liberation Day,
says the guy with 91 in nightmares.
He's free from all the rules. Laws are just suggestions, right with the Bible upside down and his fist up in the air. He freed us from democracy and common sense and care. He rode a golden golf cart down Fifth Avenue with flags that said you're fired and a mob dressed red, white, cue. They banned all books but
welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here, John in Lamont, Illinois. Hey, John, what's up?
I was just laughing at that music you just had on.
That's a good one.
I wanted to talk to you about the Hands Across Chicagoland protest yesterday. It was a 30-mile chain of people from Chicago all the way out to Aurora. So, like,
really?
The outskirts would be 30 miles long. Yeah.
Wow.
It was great. Now, when I first got there, it was from noon to two. So I got there about 5 minutes to noon, and I thought, uh-oh, this is going to be disappointing because there weren't many people in the segment I was assigned to, but in the next half hour, it kind of filled up. So I had heard 15,000 people signed up for it. I talked to someone, I think it was an organizer, walking around talking to people and taking pictures, and I asked her how well attended the rest of it is, and she said she heard it was like 600 people per mile, so times 30 miles, that's 18,000 people.
Wow.
So
who organized this?
It was Indivisible and DuPage Democrats,
wow.
The county of DuPage.
Isn't that great? That is just great. Well, John, thank you. Thanks for sharing that with us and giving us the heads up on it. I don't know how I missed it. That's although I had a fairly busy weekend, but that is great news. John, thanks so much.
Yeah. Now, unfortunately, both Chicago newspapers did not print a word of it this morning.
Oh, God. Seriously?
Seriously. So I wrote letters to the editor chastising both of them. We'll see if that gets printed. But
you know, if
it was on the news last night, though, on the local news stations.
But if a Democratic politician in Chicago had just, you know, farted, it would be front page news. I mean, but 18,000 people in a 30-mile long chain doesn't make the newspapers. That's crazy. John, thank you for the call. Thanks for sharing that. Chad in Oakland, California. Hey, Chad, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, we're just thinking about. Hi, Tom. First of all, first-time caller.
I've never done
this before.
Quite all right.
But anyway, I was just thinking. You know, I have relatives in rural Wisconsin, and you know, and they're staunch Republicans. I mean, they're true Trump supporters and so on. But I think part of the problem is they don't under, you know, I'm from the East Bay in San Francisco, and I know rich people. I know wealthy people because I have a small business and I interact with them, you know, in my business. And they have nice lives. They have good lives.
Sure.
I mean, they go on vacations. They, you know, they go to Colorado in the wintertime to go skiing and have, they have cabins in Santa Cruz and, you know, all that stuff. And, I don't think rural people really understand, you know, wealthy people. You know, they think that, geez, you know, if somebody's making $700,000-$800,000 a year, oh, geez, they're going to start a new business. They're going to do this and do that. They'll have a maid, and they'll have a lawn service.
Yeah, mostly what it means is they'll just take an extra cruise this year.
That's exactly right. I mean, and well, multiple cruises. I mean, they golf quite a few. You know, they golf on Wednesdays, and I wish I could play golf.
Yeah.
I'd love to, but I can't afford it.
Yeah.
And so I think that's part of the message is that, you know, it's the message of, you know, during the campaign, they go, well, you know, the average middle class person is going to spend another $4,000 or $2,000, you know, on these increased cuts, so on. But the argument should be is they can afford it.
Yeah. No, I get it. And I mean, and what's ironic, Chad, is that back in the 80s when that TV show, The Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, was on with, what was it, Robin Leach?
Yeah.
American affection for wealthy people actually increased. It actually, you know, the opinion that the average person had of wealthy people just went up. I mean, it was a great promotional piece for them, I guess. So,
right.
You know, we're...
One more thing. Have you ever watched? There's a series called Alone on HBO. I think it's on Discovery.
L-O-A-N?
It's Alone to where I think it's on Discovery. Yeah, maybe. But it's they put out 10 people in the Canadian wilderness, and they fend for themselves.
Oh, Alone. A-L-O-N-E. Okay, got it.
Alone, yes.
Yeah.
And... during the, you know, the winner makes $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
And through the series, they constantly talk about what they would do, how it would change their life of just $1 million, you know.
Wow.
And so if you, I don't know if you've ever watched it, but anyway, yeah, and they talk through the whole series. Geez, I love my family. This would change my life. And the same with Survivor.
That's incredible. I mean, I read a piece in Fortune magazine last year. In fact, I think we talked about it on the air. That suggested that, you know, a safe retirement in America right now requires at least one and arguably $2 million.
Yeah. But the thing is that it, like in Survivor, the same thing, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, what do I do to change my life?
It's that lottery mentality, you know? I think a lot of Republicans who support tax breaks for billionaires are thinking, well, you know, someday I'll win the lottery and I want to be able to keep more of it. It's wild. Chad, I got to run, but thanks for the call. We'll be back on the other side of this break with an Oklahoma high school. Well, actually, all across the entire state are going to be teaching election conspiracies as facts. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Personal religious beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws are being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and our freedoms. In legislatures, public schools, and even courtrooms, one set of religious beliefs is being forced onto everyone else. But that's not what our founders intended. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back. As the nation's leading group of freethinkers working to keep religion out of government, FFRF protects your right to think for yourself. If we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedoms. Join FFRF in defending our secular constitution and keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Visit fffrf.us/freedom.
Destination marketing organizations are working to ensure Wisconsin tourism is stronger than ever. Their work boosts Wisconsin's economy, supports jobs, and improves our residents' quality of life. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Matt and Air on Air.
The Joint Finance Committee just had four meetings around the state of Wisconsin. The top three things of concern to people were education, healthcare, and childcare. The Republicans stripped all of those things out of Governor Eber's budget. So I'm thinking about going next time just to make sure that they all put their phones down when I'm talking to them, because I have a feeling they're all playing Candy Crush because they're not paying attention to what people are saying.
Catch Matt and Air on Air at its new time, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. A top good news story on Memorial Day weekend from ABC's Alex Stone.
On this big getaway day, and with all the recent problems at Newark's airport because of air traffic control staffing problems, so far today it's not looking all that bad. Just shy of 70 canceled flights in the U.S., with Boston and Fort Lauderdale leading today. AAA expects 45 million Americans to travel this weekend, with 39 million of those being by car.
Wall Street's major indexes are sharply lower after President Trump threatened a 50% tax on all imports from the European Union and a 25% tariff on Apple products unless iPhones are made in America. A federal judge temporarily blocks the Trump administration from ordering Harvard University not to admit any foreign students. The university is suing over the Trump order. Billy Joel says he's canceled all concerts and undergoing physical therapy following a diagnosis of a brain disorder. Experts say early treatment can bring full recovery. This is ABC News.